Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday morning devotional, Coffee with Ann. How's your coffee this morning? Now that businesses are beginning to open, did you rush out to Starbucks or McDonald's? Or have you become a die-hard brew-your-own person? Is it a Keurig or a Cuisinart that grinds the beans and then perks the pot with the push of one button? I wonder if there is anyone who drinks instant coffee anymore. Choices. So many choices. As I read our verse for today, I thought about how much it has to do with the choices we make. It comes from Proverbs 17:6. Children are the crowning glory of the aged. Parents are the pride of their children. You may be wondering how I made that connection with choices. It came to me that for this lovely image to emerge in our families, choices have to be made in how we will behave over our adult lifetime, parent to grandparent. It is a lovely picture, and the first part works just fine for me. If you know me at all, you know how proud I am of my grandchildren. There are several proud grandparents at TNC, and we all shine when the subject comes up. Whatever the age, grandchildren are the crowning glory. I have an example. My sister's first grandchild, a boy, is almost two. This summer, he has spent 3 days a week with Mama Lee. The only problem is he can't say Mama Lee. He talks quite a bit and can name all family and much of the extended family from pictures. But Mama Lee just doesn't come out right. So my sister and her other daughter decided to come up with a new name for Mama Lee. Gigi. Yes, Gigi. Levi took to Gigi right off the bat, so whenever his mom turns into the neighborhood, he has a big smile on his face and claps his hands and yells, Gigi. On arrival, he runs to Gigi with open arms, and my sister is ecstatic. This little boy holds her heart in his small hands. I hope all of us have similar visions or memories of such moments, either as a child or grandparent. Reading this verse brought happy memories to mind, but also questions. What was it that Solomon wanted us to understand about family relationships? It occurred to me that he wanted us to realize that positive, respectful, loving, lifelong relationships don't just happen. They require daily attention and often very hard work and daily choices on how we handle events. I'm afraid most of us have no real idea of what we're getting ourselves into when we excitedly announce a baby is coming. In the early days and months, you are trying to stay one foot in front of the baby. But later, parenting becomes much more complicated. So I found myself stumbling over the second part of the verse. Parents are the pride of their children. This really made me think. Are my children and grandchildren proud of me? Why should they be? What would I want them to see in my character, not my achievements or possessions, that would make them proud and glad I was a part of their lives? Have you ever thought about this before? I really never have. How does our behavior as parents and grandparents make our children proud? Or do we embarrass them? Are we careful with our language? Do the funny jokes we share become more and more embarrassing? The vocabulary more and more inappropriate? Are our words kind and respectful to others, including our spouses or ex-spouses? Or are we short, mean-spirited when things don't go our way? Do we belittle our spouse or children, stealing their self-confidence? How do we respond to difficult situations or difficult people in front of our children or grandchildren? The present turmoil in our country brings up strong feelings and opinions on all sides. Although older children can learn important lessons that will help improve relationships with others who have different views, is that what they see and hear from you and from me? We can listen, sincerely feel empathy for others' pain, whether we agree 100% or not. The road is then paved for communication and change. But if we let our feelings, opinions be the only worthy point of view, we are likely to share that approach with our children, and they only learn that differences cannot be resolved. What model for family life do we provide for our children and grandchildren? Is your home and mine a place where one finds encouragement, acceptance, safe communication between parents and then parents and children? Is it a place where differences can be reconciled? Is it a place where one experiences love in the way Paul describes it in 1 Corinthians 13? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. How about we all spend time thinking about our families, parents, grandparents, children, and about our role in Proverbs 17? What of the love characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13 do we display over a lifetime? What characteristics might we be missing? I think Solomon and Paul would be proud of us for making the choices we make a priority. Thank you for taking some of your time with me this morning. And may the Lord bless you and yours.